Good morning, everyone. This is John from A1 from Wisconsin. And sorry, I goofed there. I run a business, and so sometimes that's my greeting. But yesterday we talked about life being vain, life being unfulfilling. Today, we have just a short topic. The beginning of the verse said, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows." But today we're going to look at, it says, "For so he giveth his beloved sleep." Do you remember people talking about not being able to sleep? Just think about it. Do you ever struggle with sleeping? Do you ever find it hard to go to bed? And then also finding it hard to get up. You know, I believe this is directly connected to connecting with our purpose here. God created you. God put you on this earth for a purpose. And when you choose to live life for you instead of for God, when you are more filled with your ideas than God's ideas. Now, God puts ideas in you, but when man goes his own way, it brings a lot of trouble. And I remember people talking about not being able to sleep. Now, I do believe there is a difference between being restless and being awake, or just, I believe there's times when a Christian, maybe you wake up in the middle of the night and you fellowship with God. You know, I don't think this is not what this is talking about. This is about where people worry and they have things weighing on their mind and they can't rest, they can't relax, they can't sleep. You know, the Christian takes this time to connect to God, to pray, to speak with God, to let God speak to him. But I do believe that when things are out of order, we find that we try to carry the weight or we don't want to let go. There's a peace, just the scripture talks about the peace of God that passes all understanding. You know, that is what God wants for us. He wants us to have his peace. He wants us to have that peace that passes all understanding. So I'm just trusting that if this has been a challenge, that you would learn to let the peace of God rule in your heart. It's a peace that passes all understanding. And if you know someone else that is struggling with sleeping at night, that be a word of encouragement. You know, the word of God is alive, and it can minister to those who are hungry. So may God bless you as you continue to seek him.